This is the best. Don't you ever forget it.
It was about a year and a half ago, I guess, when we was in the city for a convention where they's going to show us some new products and all. Well, we finished up about supper time, and I got me some to eat quick-like and thought I'd head out and do some exploring, seeing how I might not come here again for quite a spell. Well, I got to walking, and I want to tell you that I done seen every kind of place you could imagine. I did. There was a place for eating, a place for drinking, a place for dancing, and just about everything I can think. But there's this one place that seemed kind of curious. I could hear the music playing from outside, and it wasn't like the music we used to back home. I mean, I couldn't hear a fiddle, nor banjo, nor steel guitar anywhere to be heard. Now, it was loud and thumping, and there's a big muscly fella sitting outside, and he says, "Friend, come on in." I says, "I believe I will." Then he tells me it's going to be $10. I says, $10 for what? And he says that that's for the cover charge and your first drink. I says, "In that case, I believe I'll have me a big arm." Well, friends, I walked inside, and I want to tell you that I ain't never seen such a place in all my days. There was men sitting around and smoking cigars and hooting and a-hollering, and pretty gals walking around carrying drinks and wearing the scampiest little things, and I don't know what all. Then I looked up, and I seen on a big stage, like the kind at the state fair, a pretty little number wearing nothing but a smile and some of them big old high-heeled boots. She was. Now, she's wiggling around and dancing, and the men, they's giving her dollars, which is kind of silly-like, because she doesn't have no place to put them. Well, I looked over, and I says to the fella next to me, I says, "Where have I stumbled upon?" I did. Well, he pulled that cigar out of his mouth, and he pats me on the back, and he says, "Friend, have a lap dance." So he waves down one of the gals with the skimpy-like outfit, and she starts a-dancing about me real slow-like. And when she turned around, I could see that her shorts was too small. Like maybe she ain't gotten any new ones for a while, because these ones was a-binding and a-creeping. They was. Well, she done finished her dance and says to me, "That'll be $10. Again with the $10. And this time I was pretty sure there wasn't going to be no big orange to go along with it. It was getting on about 9:30, and I figured since it was so late and I'd done run out of $10 bills, I'd best be getting on. Now, I ain't never been back to that there place since, but I have done some studying. Now, what I figure is that that was a charitable type place where the men who's all rich and such come together to give them their gals, who's less fortunate and all, some of their extra money so as they can go out and buy clothes.
Our next guest is a fine singer. Let's bring him out. Jimmy Swatzman, right? Here he is, Jimmy Swatzman.
What cold is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. Come hear the music play. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn. Start celebrating right this way. Your table's waiting. No use forbidding some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away. Come to the cabaret, old chum. Life is a cabaret.
You know, I'd like to let the audience
that was
know.
Good.
I'd like to let him know that he had no idea what he was going to sing today, right?
No,
he had no idea whatsoever. He just came out as a trooper for you, too. Have you been singing long, Jim?
Well, yeah, I guess I've licensed. 11 years. 11 years.
That's quite a while. How old are you?
Well, I'm 19.
19. Well, you've got a long way to go. Yeah. There's a stairway to stardom. You know, you've got to study hard.
It's exciting.
You taking any lessons from anybody? Vocal?
Not now. Not right now.
Uh-huh. But you do want to pursue this career?
Yeah. Well, I also want to pursue being a musical actor.
Have you done any shows or anything?
Yes. Since I was 12 years old, Hello Dolly, Fiddler on the Roof, Guys and Dolls.
That's quite a resume, yeah. Well, good luck to you. This is Jimmy Swatzman, everybody. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Anybody touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
brushed me aside, had a crush on you. From the moment that we met, yeah, I know I may be number two or three or four, worse yet, I might be the smallest fish to ever nibble on your bait. I might also be the patientest. I don't mind the wait. I will wait.
You will wait.
I will wait.
You will wait.
I will wait and wait and wait and wait and wait
and wait and wait.
Cause I'm a waiter.
He's a waiter.
I'm a waiter.
He's a waiter.
It's getting later, later, later. I will wait. And if I wind up on your hook someday, you know I'll walk that line. Meanwhile, I bought another book today to help me pass the time here while I wait.
Yes, and
I will wait.
Okay, you've already said that about 12 times.
I will wait.
Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful artist.
alone and so afraid of the dark. That's the time you may encounter your host, the Rocking Ghost. Shh. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kind of weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post? The Rocking Ghost. Cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most, the Rockin' Ghost.
The most ghost.
And you know there's every tip in his hat, cause he really is a swinginest cat.
When he hears you say, I think you're the most, the Rocking Ghost. The Rocking Ghost.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Oh, organic. I'm tired of hearing how my money's been spent. I sit here sipping 80 proof. Fuck the 1%. I'm getting stoned. Yes, it's good to be
country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms which smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Terry Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Well, Batman, what are you? Well, Batman, which
you every time. Peony born on the discipline child. You know why? Well, I was not strong, my father for bright me. And I need my mom to bless me. But me a one day, me a kill people. Not to mention I got a bogey. This is fun right now, we out to play night. Call like your mother and it's bright, you get bright. So you get what you need and need that.
That's good, that's happening right now.
I'm a jungle is a kid, boy, me case kill them proper. Informer dice, you wicked man, traitor. Body my killer, in a K8K, mama got me gun in a million and finger punch trigger. Informer, see me clock 19 next summer. Well, bad man, bad all you are. Well, bad man, next time.
just outside the Batcave now, and we're going to try to get an interview with the fabulous Batman. Here he comes now. We'll try and flag him down. Say, hold it there. Hold it, Batman. Could you hold it a second? You'll have to back up a little bit, Batman. Reach exactly. I wonder if you could say a few words to our many listeners out there in Batland. Just speak right into the bat mic here.
Hi.
Hi out there. Say, Batman, where were you going in such a hurry?
Well, just on the way out to fight a little crime and corruption, Chet.
Boy, this bat car you're driving sure is a jewel. How many horsepower does it have?
I presume you're speaking of bat power.
Sorry about that, Chief. How many bat power would you say it has?
Approximately 4,000.
That's a little hard to believe there, Batman.
Would you believe 135 with three deuces?
Well, I don't know, but that sounds reasonable.
Well, good night, Chet. I'll be on the way to fight a little crime and corruption now.
Well, folks, there you've heard it. A fabulous interview with the fabulous Batman. And there he goes off in a blaze of glory to fight a crime. Say, look out, Batman. Watch out for that truck.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Slime covering a metal rock planet when you turn into every isolated organism around 25,000.
1,000 mile beating man with Eterna in close connection. The one whole biological web. What reincarnation center when you turn densely packed genetic energy? And outward bound from this compressed center, the web of molecules meeting the cellular fabric.
What do you
exchange? Expand Eterna, looking into the organic network surrounding the cerebral headquarters, ringed by a sensory do-line of billion cell stations for receiving and transmitting energies from within and from without the somatic galaxy. The common sense organs, odor, taste, touch, balance, temperature, posture, movement, light waves, night waves, sound words. Each sense organ operates on the same rhythm. On, off, turn on, open up when you turn those down. Alternating current. While the body galaxy centers on a densely packed DNA strand, every organ constellation within the body zodiac orbits around the brain. What do you turn on? The brain, you turn on. Galactic headquarters of the nervous system, filling corporeal space with flashing electric messages.
What do you turn
out and back, off and turn on. Synaptic conversations. The cunning amino acid architects, snugly protected in miniaturized General Motor plant engineering cell chambers, designed more and more complex Fisher bodies. This year's standard equipment, a 13 billion cell brain hooked up to stereophonic audition receivers, bifocal self-modulating auto-tuning retinal video cameras, cell battery-powered kinesthetic magic eye shock adjusters, gustatory liquid analyzers, and lingual pollution detectors, self-regulatory nasal gas traps for analysis and evaluation of aerial chemical content. Energy moves, structure captures, around and around floating somatic constellations, cycling, circling. The major structures have been identified for millennia by astrobiologists, philosopher priests, healers, observers of the fleshly heavens. Each unit of energy in this cosmic dance, charged with attraction repulsion forces, pulling towards, escaping from, intensely contracted nuclear energy at galactic center explodes, scattering suns hurtling out across a million light years. Each stellar fragment, itself highly charged, spins through web fabric fields of radiant energy.
What do you turn on when you turn on?
Would like to invite you to be our guest on the Ask Dr. Hal